Hey, Dan Sheridan, thanks for joining me once again. This is number 4 in our series on American history. We are in the portion of our studies called the Discovery Period. The question we're asking is, why did the Europeans look west? That's the question we asked in our last audio, but we didn't answer it in the last audio. We kind of gave you the background information, but we're going to answer the question in this lesson. Why did the Europeans look west? Now, remember how important trade with the Indies was to the European economy. It employed thousands of men on land and sea. It enriched the cities that were engaged in the trade, and the European merchants thought it was the most important business in the world. Imagine then, what would happen if this business all of a sudden stopped cold turkey? And that's exactly what happened. This is how it came about. In 1453, when Columbus was about 6 years old, something happened that scared the daylights out of the Europeans, especially those merchants. A people known as the Turks, that claimed to be followers of Muhammad, weren't on friendly terms with the European nations that claimed to follow Jesus. So it was a lot of it had to do with religion. Now, the Turks conquered the areas where the trade routes were running. Remember, we talked about that in our last audio, where they went to Constantinople or they went down to Egypt? Well, those areas were taken over by the Turks. It was a rough thing for the Europeans. And so, after this, the Turks would stop or rob any traders that stepped on their turf. And a trade that went as far back as the days of Joseph in the book of Genesis was now cut off to the Europeans. Remember, we learned about this, that's how old and ancient this trade was. In Genesis, we read that Joseph's brothers lifted up their eyes and looked, and behold, a company of Ishmaelites came from Gilead with their camels bearing spiceries and balm and myrrh, going to carry it down to Egypt. That's how old this business was, and now this business was over. So the Europeans were in a panic. Now they needed to find a new way to the east by the sea, because they couldn't go over by land. However, there were problems connected with such an undertaking. You know, you and I today can take out a map and see the whole world. No problem. We can go on the Google Earth and see the whole world. We know where everything is, both land and water. But in 1453, they couldn't do that. Now imagine if you had to travel somewhere nobody's ever been. Imagine doing that. If you had no map or technology or GPS or anything like that, that's what it was like back in Columbus's day. There were 4 huge problems that they had to face. Let's look at them. First, the Europeans were smart and educated people. However, they didn't know how big the earth was. They only had guesses. They knew Europe. However, they knew very little about Africa and Asia. For instance, they only knew the areas in northern Africa just off the coast of the Mediterranean Sea, but they didn't know much about Africa very far inland. And as for Asia, they only knew about a portion of that land as well. And not only that, the Atlantic Ocean was mostly unknown. Sailors in that day didn't venture too far away from Europe, and the Atlantic Ocean was a great uncharted sea. So that's one of the first problems. Second, many people thought that the earth was flat. To them, the earth was a great big plain. What was beyond that? Well, only fears and superstitions governed their thinking on the topic. Number 3, people were just simply scared. Thinking the earth was flat, superstitious fears regarding the Atlantic Ocean filled the minds of many, especially the sailors. They didn't think they could navigate too far away from the mainland, so some thought they might fall off the earth and encounter terrible sea monsters or something like that. Now, kids aren't the only ones scared of imaginary monsters under their beds, and the sailors were like that as well back then. It must have been a rough life. Now, not everyone thought this way, however. There were those who saw through the mist of superstition and thought rationally. There were many who knew the earth was round as far back as the days of the philosopher Aristotle. Even the Old Testament Bible writers said as much. So there were people who didn't believe the way the superstitious people believed. Now, number four, the fourth problem facing the Europeans was the size of the ships. Sailing the Atlantic is no easy thing, especially if the boat isn't built for such a journey. Now, the boats in Columbus's day were puny compared to the ocean liners of our day. Now, think about this for a moment, just to give you some perspective. The boat Columbus would eventually sail to the New World on, the Santa Maria, was 20 feet wide and 65 feet long. So just to get an idea, go outside and measure 20 feet wide and 65 feet long. Now, do you think you could stay on a ship that size for 5 months? Imagine what that kind of life would be like. I was on a cruise once, and the swimming pool on the ship was larger than the Santa Maria. And I think the kitchen on that boat was bigger than Columbus's boat, just the kitchen. And imagine being cooped up with a bunch of men on a ship like that for that long of a period of time. I bet your tempers flared and they got a little bit sick of each other. Who knows? But it was rough sailing. So those were the four obstacles in the way of Europeans finding a water route to the Indies. Now, having said all that, there were some Europeans who faced the difficulty like men and tried to overcome the obstacles. Remember, a lot was at stake. The Turks cut off their main means of making money, and so nothing was going to stop them from getting their business with the East back on track. And so off they went, trying to figure out a way to get this business restarted. So next time, we're going to talk about the first people to tackle this task, and we'll look at some of the new inventions that made sea travel a little bit easier. All right, I got to run. This is Dan Sheridan. Thanks for taking the time to hang out with me. Remember, until next time, we're in this together, so be good to one another. Have a great day.